I'm walking through towering spruce fir forests in the shadow of Mount Mitchell with three researchers from North Carolina's Museum of Natural Science. They're searching for a small brown and white songbird, one of nature's most beautiful vocalists, the hermit thrush. While hermit may be in the name, this species has been on the move. These museum scientists are conducting a study to understand why. Researcher Vanessa Merritt has been part of the project since its start 4 years ago.
Hermit thrushes didn't start breeding in North Carolina until 1979. Before that, they only bred in Virginia's mountains and farther north. So by understanding the current populations here, we can try to understand why they decided to shift their range south.
Vanessa stops in a clearing and pulls out the tool we'll be using to find a hermit thrush, a smartphone. She selects the file she's searching for and the thrush's short melody sounds through its speakers. This is why they're known as one of nature's most talented vocalists. However, only male hermit thrushes can sing and they're quite territorial. The mimicking phone is threatening the resident male of the area. The team is hoping to lure out the songbird to defend its territory from the invading cell phone.
That's it singing back.
Immediately after hearing the reply, all three researchers hold up their binoculars, scanning the browns and greens of the forest.
It's behind a spruce needle patch.
Treading carefully, we head to where the bird was sighted, trying to make as little noise as possible.
Right above us.
Fluttering in circles beneath the dense spruce canopy, not one hermit thrush, but two.
So now we have to wait for the GPS to find where we are, and then mark the point saying that we saw an unbanded bird here.
The scientists enter the two birds' position into a handheld GPS. The bird's location is just one small clue as to why they now choose to breed in North Carolina's mountains. Lead researcher John Gerwin says a likely hypothesis is the thrushes might have landed here after storm damage. The storms knocked down many trees, creating clearings and allowing new foliage. Just the habitat the birds are believed to prefer.
Here's a bird that's expanding into an area that's been impacted. Some would think negatively, storm damage may have created some microhabitats that this bird likes. So it's not always bad news.
The team is working to understand exactly why the storm damage was good news for the birds. The researchers will return to the area for the next few years. They plan to attach a bird-friendly GPS tracker to a thrush to get a better picture of its range. In the meantime, if you happen to be traipsing around Mount Mitchell, maybe you will hear a thrush singing. Or maybe it's just a smartphone. I'm Luke Sheely for BPR News.